And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I have asked Roxanne and Brian to join me. Now, you haven't heard their voices on this show before, but when you hear Roxanne's voice, you may go, there's something there. There's something that I recognize there. Well, let me just fill you in on Roxanne's career. Yeah, let me share with you what she has done for a living for a little while. She's a voiceover artist. Yeah, a voiceover artist. And you're thinking to yourself, what's that? What's a voiceover artist? Well, it's somebody that does voiceovers for all kinds of things that are produced in the entertainment industry. It's kind of an interesting job. At least I think it's an interesting job. So we're going to ask Roxanne, when we get her on here, why she would want to wreck an interesting job by investing in real estate. I'm thinking she's got a pretty good answer. And then we're going to get her husband, Brian, on the show, and we're going to ask him about what is he doing for a career and why is he willing to wreck that career by investing in real estate. Sounds like I've set the tone, haven't I? Okay, let's do this. Let's bring Roxanne and Brian onto the show. Let's get to know them a little bit. Let's find out about their backgrounds. Let's find out what they're doing for a career. And then I'll hit them with the big level five question. Why ruin everything you're doing now for something that's unknown? So, Roxanne, Brian, welcome to the show. How are you guys doing today?
So excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So Roxanne, I know that there's people in the audience that go, yeah, Al, you're right, man. I recognize her voice. Can you give us, I mean, without getting in trouble, but can you give us some indication as to what your voice may have been used for?
Oh, absolutely. It's used all over the place all the time. You may have hung up the phone on me many times when I've called you saying, hey, I have an important business matter to discuss.
Is that you?
Of course it is. I've even heard my own voice on the phone when I was late paying a bill, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Do you hang up on yourself?
Of course. Yes. No, I would never, because I'm just so wonderful. No, I do a lot of telephone systems. I record a lot of commercials for TV and radio. I do them in both English and Spanish. I do e-learning work, corporate narration. I record audiobook. Corporate and narration, basically. Yeah, that's me all the time, all over the place. And I love what I do, Al. I love what I do.
But yeah, I mean, that's a huge problem, isn't it? You love what you're doing, but now you found something else that I think you love also that's causing a conundrum in your life, right? What's the problem? What is the big problem you're dealing with, Roxanne?
Well, the big problem is that, like many careers in entertainment, we go gig to gig. There's no steady work. And we've lived that, both of us have lived that way all of our lives. We've never had a quote-unquote a real job. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. But the problem is, I had an epiphany one day when I realized that the more I market my business in voiceover and the more money I make, it just makes my taxes go up that much more. So it does not pay for me to work harder at this job, because why would I? It means I pay more money out. It means my health insurance gets more expensive. So I just woke up one day realizing that this is an absolutely failed business model. And it's not that I want to stop doing what I do. I want to go ahead into lifestyles and continue being a voiceover artist, but I want to have the freedom to be able to book out for 2 or 3 weeks because I want to go take a trip, see our family, which, you know, I just need a little bit more freedom. I don't want to stop what I'm doing. I just want freedom to be able to set my schedule and call the shots and take breaks. That's really it.
So, Brian, when you hear Roxanne talking like this, did you at one point think she had lost her mind?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, actually, not really, because I was in the same boat. I direct television commercials, and I've been doing that for 30 years. And it was the same thing. It was gig to gig, and it was, and I'm kind of like phasing out. I'm getting ready to retire, and it's, you know, what are we going to do next, and how are we going to handle retirement? That was the big issue. What are we going to do to be able to retire? And that's what we were both kind of looking at. Man, we haven't really worked that out well yet.
So what had you been doing for retirement? I mean, do you guys in the entertainment industry, do you get 401ks or anything like that?
I had a pretty good 401k. Wasn't happy with what was going on. I mean, the stock market was not that great. And, you know, when we extrapolate out, it's like, you know, it doesn't look like it's enough to make it work. So we had to figure something out.
But what kept you from pulling the trigger? What kept you from retiring? I mean, you've got a bunch of money. You've met the age requirement. What's the problem?
Fear, just sheer abject fear. We had always talked about investing in real estate. We didn't know how to do it. And I think I maybe speak for both of us when there's just an abject fear of touching that nest egg, which is all you have, and the lack of knowledge, you know, just sheer abject fear. And to be honest, that money wasn't all available to us until very recently. So a little bit came from my dad, a small inheritance he left. And then Brian's 401k, you know, became available. So we didn't actually have access to any of that before. So everything sort of aligned and it just made sense. And because it's something we had talked about for so long, waking up that morning shortly after my 60th birthday about a year ago, I just opened my eyes in the morning and said, we got to do this now because there's nothing holding us back but fear. And as Brian says, fear and common sense. It just had to be done. So I, being the A person in this relationship, meaning the one who is generally the one more likely to take the step into the unknown, I said to Brian, hey, we got to do this now. That was just kind of my feeling about the whole thing.
And Brian, what are you thinking at this time? I mean, you've obviously turned the odometer over on your life too. You're staring at the same amount of money. Are you dealing with the same kind of fear that Roxanne was dealing with?
Yeah, even more so, I think, probably. I'm the B personality guy. And my thing was, you know, we're creative people. That's what we've done our whole careers. You know, I directed television commercials for 35 years. And that was coming to an end. And like this other thing seemed like jumping into crazy business stuff, which, you know, we didn't have any experience with. We didn't know how to do. We didn't know what, I mean, that was so out of our wheelhouse that it was like, that's the thing that kept me up at night. It's like, oh my God, you know, real estate sounds like a good deal. And we talked about it for years. And I thought, yeah, that makes sense. But boy, I was like, it was hard to get moving because of the fear factor, you know? I mean, it's like it's out of our comfort zone. And that's what was kind of holding us back, I think.
So you guys got the real estate bug. But with getting the bug, and I know this very well because I had the same problem that I think you guys had. When you get the bug, you start looking for solutions. You're trying to find the answers to all the questions that fill your mind. And you look in different areas and different areas appear to give you information that, hey, this is going to work out. So you start working with that organization only to find out there's no tactical plan. Did you guys run into that kind of experience?
Absolutely. And that was a little bit crazy. We tried a couple other things, went to seminars, and it was like, it wasn't right. We knew we couldn't do it without help. We knew we needed some way to get in, and without some kind of help to do it, we didn't know that it was, how possible it could even be. And a couple of these things were, they just kind of felt scammy and oily a little bit, and there was high mm-hmm. pressure stuff, and it was you know, like at one thing we went to, like at the end of the seminar, it was, you know, they throw you out into the hallway with a guy who's got a pen and a big long contract, and he's trying to sign you up, and it costs this much money, and there's a guy sitting over your shoulder who's a lender who will lend you the money if you can't afford to get in, and it was like high pressure, high pressure, high pressure, high pressure, and they were just like, ah, man, no.
They were sharks.
That's
like we were swimming in a little pool with a bunch of sharks.
We
that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. It was creepy, you know. And so I'm like, and then we tried a few of those, and it was, you know, I don't know. It wasn't the right thing.
It was just the right fit for us. We found a community of people who are so supportive. There's no salespeople at Lifestyles. You know how we signed up for the little webinar, the 2 or 3 hour. Somebody called us first and said, you know, and then the 2 day, we got a call beforehand, and we had been so burned by that last thing we had gone to. First question I asked the person who called me, I said, how much is this going to cost? Because I don't want to sit through 2 days for them to spring this massive bomb, you know? I said, how much is this going to cost? And he was really upfront. He said, well, it's usually this if you join at this level, but there's probably going to be an incentive if you want to join, you know, after the seminar. So I said, thank you for telling me that, because now we can go into this 2 day workshop and there's not this mystery factor. We've got a couple of days to digest it, get heads around it. When we show up at the seminar, we already were braced. And quite honestly, what he told me was so much less than what I was expecting to hear. I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God. I don't have to work too hard to convince Brian that we should do this, because it's a fraction of what the other people wanted. So we kind of went into that spirit.
Yeah,
and everybody we talked to, all the follow-ups were just, they were not follow-ups from salespeople. I never felt like we were being pressured to buy anything at Lifestyles. I felt like the person I'm talking to is an investor who would like to share their good fortune with us. And that's how everybody at Lifestyles is. There's no salespeople here.
Yeah, and then you find out that you're actually receiving a roadmap that comes with a tactical plan that gives you the answers to all the questions you've been looking for. It's kind of like the heavens open up.
And also the ones you didn't even know how to ask. That's
exactly.
It's everything. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's all well thought out. I mean, we're the beneficiaries of Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, putting this together in 1990, and over time it's been refined as necessary. But you know, it's funny, when if you have an opportunity to sit down with Dell, and if you ask him how much has the educational content evolved, what you're going to find out is that the majority of what's being taught today is exactly the same as it was back in 1990. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into their investments. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Roxanne and Brian, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And at the break, you know what I found out? I found out where my guests went to school. That is college, not high school, but I figured out where they went to college. And when part of it was, I just flat out kind of mentioned something and I got a response. So yeah, I more or less fell on into it. But Roxanne, you went to school at a very prestigious university. It's known as Stanford University. I think our audience might have heard of it before. I think you guys produced some great quarterbacks, some great running backs. Wait a minute. You're actually an academic school, right? Isn't that what Stanford is, an academic school?
That's what they say.
Brian, I figured out that Brian went to the same school that I went to, which I know is a running back school, and we've produced a lot of Heisman Trophy quarterbacks. Notice I didn't say that about the Stanford people. So Brian, you're a Trojan.
Yep.
Roxanne is what are you guys? Are you guys trees? What is a Stanford?
They're a color.
You're talking
They're
to
a color.
An alumnus of the Leland Stanford Junior University marching band. And yes, our mascot is a tree.
Okay, so it's a tree. Now you're going on record. I mean, we're saying this on national radio that the Stanford mascot is a tree.
This is true. It's the Stanford Cardinal, but that's a color, so we have a tree because trees are pretty cool, especially our tree.
I thought the Stanford Cardinal was a bird.
No. It's the color cardinal.
It's the color.
I think the Stanford mascot used to be the Indian, but that changed. So the Stanford went cardinal. Mm-hmm.
So they,
like another
they went...
school across the way has a crimson mascot. Ours is cardinal.
Gotcha. So mm-hmm. essentially, the educational institution where you went to school is very confused.
I'm not confused at all.
I'm just having a little fun picking on you. I went to what I consider to be an outstanding school. Brian, I'm sure you feel the same way. Roxanne, I'm 100% convinced you feel you went to an outstanding school. So why is it that we got into our 50s and our 60s and we hadn't figured out retirement? What did these schools fail to do for us that they should have done for us back when we went to school so many years ago? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that the education you're talking about should have started way before college. It should have started in elementary school. But the problem is my parents were phenomenal savers. My dad saved all his life, worked very hard, and put away all the money he could and did very well. But times changed. I didn't do such a good job of saving. I wasn't in a career that I just thought I'd just never get old. I just figured I'd just do the same thing and all of a sudden something magical would happen. I'd be able to retire. Completely failed to plan. And Stanford didn't do anything to teach us about financial education. Not at all. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I think that's a huge deal. And I think it should start earlier in school. I mean, well, I went to the film school, so they didn't do anything about money except for how to maybe raise them if you need to make a movie. But I think there's nothing at all about, you know, how to plan for retirement or what. Yeah, nothing. So we weren't.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat you guys were in. I mean, I went to the business school. That's where I got my degree from USC. And yeah, now here I'm going to come clean with you guys. Because in the business school, what they teach you how to do is to be an excellent employee. That's what they do. They don't teach you financial freedom. They don't teach you how to get retired in 5 years or less. They teach you how to put your nose to the grindstone, how to work, and save or potentially put money into a 401k if you have access to something like that or an IRA or something like that. You know, but
bingo.
At the end of the day, all that retirement stuff, it's a secondary thought, right? I mean, it's you flat out said, Roxanne, that it was a failure to plan. So that tells me that you had other things in your life that were more important. But eventually, retirement caught up with you and you had a change of mind. What was it that really caught you guys and said, all right, we got to take this seriously now?
Our costs have just gone up. You know, for a long time, we did very well. We did very well, with Brian directing commercials. I mean, you can imagine, made tons of money. And my income was always secondary. But things changed. All of a sudden, we have two kids who want to go to college. Veronica, you know, went to a wonderful private high school. They're both in school. You know, our costs just got higher and higher. And today they're the highest they've ever been because now we've got two kids in school who aren't living at home. So we're essentially supporting three households. And, you know, Brian is effectively mostly retired at this point. So the only cash flow is really what comes in from my VO work, which thank God is good. But quite honestly, it's not enough to grow. It's enough to pay the bills. So we are in a situation where we have to generate cash flow. Cash flow is important to this family right now. So, and we just did a horrible job of planning for it. And partly, you know, it's this artist mentality that I grew up with, and I think Brian too, where I'm an artist, you know, and I'm a free spirit, and I don't want to be part of the corporate world. And that's fine, but that doesn't mean you don't have to plan your finances in your financial future and just la-la land, you know, living in a dream. You know, hey, we got to wake up and make this thing happen, and we got a short time to do it. We need more cash flow.
Okay.
And we found a way to make it happen.
All right. Spill the beans.
Well, we have two single-family properties, and they are lovely, and we absolutely have enjoyed every moment of that process. Those houses are not generating enough cash flow for us. As you know, it's all dependent on interest rates and insurance costs and whatnot. So we realized very quickly, and it's okay because, you know, we needed to learn the basics, and I think we have. The cash flow from the single-family homes is viable, but only if we had, you know, a few dozen single-family homes. So in order to speed this process up, the most viable way for us to generate cash flow is to buy an apartment. And so I have no idea how we're going to do it yet because we haven't started that portion of the education, but that seems to be the way that will help us generate cash flow fairly quickly. And by fairly quickly, I mean within the next 5 years.
Okay, so you went into single family, you got a result, and that result led you to a different outcome, which is you're going to invest in multifamily. Why the jump? What is it that you feel multifamily can do for you that the single family can't?
The single family is phenomenal for equity capture, which will be realized when we sell the homes. So that's fantastic. But the immediate return, the cash flow, is very low. Whereas the apartment will allow us to generate a great amount of cash flow, which is important to us. I don't know that business model, so I can't even tell you, oh, this is going to happen and when we sell that or what. But I just know that cash flow, which is the immediate returns, will be much greater with an apartment. So it will speed things up. So rather than having to go three or four cycles with single family, we could possibly generate, let's just say, $10,000 a month in passive income from cash flow. That is more achievable with an apartment.
Multifamily.
Yeah, what you guys just did a really good job of describing is something called economies of scale. Now, had you gone to the business school, I would have expected you to know that term. But since you are creative people, since you didn't go to the business school, I'm going to give you guys a pass. That's pretty gracious of me, isn't it?
Thank you. I barely had two and two anymore. Not a number person. I'll leave that to Brian. He's a numbers man.
I have to do the numbers. I'm the numbers guy.
You're the numbers guy.
I just come up with the crazy ideas. Brian figures out if we can make them work.
Okay. So one of the things that let me see if I can restate what you guys stated so that the audience can catch up with us. You bought single family. You liked the result. You determined that single family pays you cash flow, and that's a good thing. You also understand that the equity in the assets is locked up until you make a decision to either refinance the asset later on down the road or ultimately sell the property, thereby freeing up all that unearned or unrealized gain. And by migrating into apartment communities, what you're seeing is that you can get a whole lot of units at one time. And by getting a whole lot of units at one time, you are essentially speeding up the process a lot. How did I do? Did I get close?
You made us sound really smart.
A lot better than we did.
Well, I think you guys are really smart because you figured it out. First of all, you made the informed decision to become Lifestyles Unlimited members. You've received the education, and now you're going through part of the natural transformation of the real estate investor, because now as you understand the business model more effectively, you're able to retool your decisions and you're changing your asset class so that the asset class meets your expectations. I think it's brilliant. I think what you guys are doing is right in line with what we teach. And second of all, are you going to take action? That's the big question I have for you. Are you guys going to pull the trigger? Or are you going to sit on your hands and not do anything?
It's getting over the fear in the beginning is the biggest thing. And once you get a couple of these under your belt, it's like, oh my God, it's such a relief to know that it's doable and it's achievable and it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be. I mean, it's not rocket science. And if you do the education, it's all completely laid out for you. I mean, that's the beauty of this system, is that just if you do the education, There's really no surprises. It's not brain surgery. It's completely doable. And I think, you know, so far we just go by the book. That's it. Just go by the book. Okay. She comes to me with these wacky things every once in a while. I say, that's not the model. And she's like, yeah, okay. And you just move on to the next thing. You stick with the model. You do what they tell you to do, and you move forward in those increments. And it's imminently doable. That's the most important thing about this whole system, is that for people who have no business background, no real estate background, we have no training other than lifestyles, and it's enough to get us totally immersed in this. So, I mean, it's been awesome. It's not even scary anymore. I mean, that's a great thing. Even just having done two homes so far, it's like, this is starting to get fun now.
Even USC alum can do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Even Trojans can do it. And people that go to schools that are named after colors. I don't know. I just don't get it. Hey, let me switch gears on you before we start bashing each other's alma maters too desperately. You guys know a guy that I know by the name of Joey Sullivan.
Joey's the man.
Yeah.
What? Why is Joey the man?
Joey is absolutely phenomenal. He's our mentor, and he has walked us through every single step of this project. I mean, he is just a phenomenal guy. He's the nicest guy in the world. And any help you want, he is always there. I mean, he'll do stuff. I'll send him over. I do the numbers, and I'll send him over the sheet. And he does a video that he marks up, screen capture, where he's going through every single aspect of this. You might want to look at this. You might want to look at this. Take a look at this. Then he runs over and he pulls up a bunch of comps and he says, well, I'm getting a little bit different comps here, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the guy is all over it. We're looking for renters. And he says, oh, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. And he sends us emails that he sends out to his prospective clients. I mean, the guy is all over it. I mean, he has really been such a phenomenal help to us, and that's great. I mean, he comes with the program. I mean, he's our mentor, and he's just absolutely phenomenal.
One of my biggest fears, and this may sound kind of silly, but Brian doesn't like to talk on the phone that much, so he says, you do it, so I have to do it. And I was so nervous about calling general contractors when we started out, because I was afraid to look like an idiot, because I didn't really know how am I going to interview these guys, right? I'm supposed to call and vet general contractors. And I told Joey this. I said, I'm just scared. I don't know what to do. In like 5 minutes, he had sent all these videos about general contractors talking about what they do, what the business is. And he says, look, you just got to find out this, and this. So that hurdle, which I had been dragging my feet to start making those calls. And thanks to Joey, I just made the first couple of calls. And lo and behold, you know what? First of all, I knew what to ask. And second, I didn't even mind looking like I didn't know what to do, because what had happened is I ended up just being able to talk to people, and I ended up having some incredible phone calls with these general contractors, and I found out more than I even thought I ever would. So just that little thing of like, I'm scared to call somebody because I don't know what to ask. Well, now I don't care if I don't know what to ask. I'm just going to call anyway, because I find that generally people are helpful and they want to help you out and they want to tell you. So I have to credit Joey for just helping me get over that fear of reaching out and making phone calls to people I don't know and I don't fully understand what they do. Because that was a big thing. You have to be able to call people and ask them if they're going to be right for your job. So,
oh, no, and she did.
Thanks,
she
Joey.
Did absolutely phenomenally. She called these guys, looked up reviews. She called references of people they've worked with. And we got like a phenomenal contractor, who's big kudos for that one.
Joey's the man. He's just part of a bigger team of dedicated mentors that are available to the Lifestyles Unlimited community if we decide that's what we want to do. And obviously you've decided that's what you want to do. You've put Joey on your team. I've got Joey on my team, by the way. And here's what I want to share with everybody in the audience. Roxanne and Brian, they didn't know how to do this real estate investing stuff when they wanted to do it. However, they learned, and they learned with the benefit of Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, they learned so much that they're actually putting it into practice. They have bought single family assets, and they're following the natural progression of the real estate investor by transitioning from single family to multifamily. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Brian and Roxanne are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.